النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He was the 10th divinely appointed successor and trustee of the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the esteemed son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was also the auspicious grandson of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a beacon of light in an age full of darkness. And during his imama, not only was Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam afflicted with the oppression and the treachery of the Abbasid kings of his time, in fact, all Muslims were afflicted by these tyrannical rulers. The Abbasid caliphs played with the principles of religion to the point that not even a shadow of Islam remained during their reigns. And so we find that in this kind of a situation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam stood up against the Abbasid caliphs and revealed the truth for one and for all.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, one of these very interesting dialogues that we have from Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam is this question that a companion of his comes and asks him. Now, the companion, he talks about how much wishing we should do. Now, it's interesting, the kind of a backdrop to this, we find that a lot of times we wish for something to happen. We have some kind of a dream and, you know, again, we wish something to happen. But we don't really do any work towards it. Now, here Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, when he responds to the companion who was talking about wishing, it's interesting, instead of saying something on his own behalf, he says that I will narrate to you something that Imam Ali alayhi salam said. So this is in itself really interesting how Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he goes out of his way to relate traditions that are from Imam Ali alayhi salam. So in one way, he is kind of supporting and helping and really encouraging the people to go towards Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, by doing this. So here he says that Imam Ali alayhi salam, his eminence says, beware of wishes, because they are from the wares of the dissolute ones. What are we trying to say here? So first and foremost, Islam as a holistic religion, the pure Muhammadan Islam, it resists all means that lead to backwardness and deterioration and laziness and, you know, all in all that stop progression. Now, among the things that ends up stopping progression is to rely merely on wishing. And so when you rely merely on wishing, you end up giving up work and labor. And of course, that results in the end of progress and there's no more development that occurs in life. So here, the Imams, including Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, has told us that we should be very careful of just mere wishes. If we just wish something to happen, it really won't happen. We have to work towards it, endeavor towards it, and accomplish that quote-unquote wish. Now, instead of wish, here I want to change the word and use dua. If we do dua and we supplicate and we ask the Almighty Allah for something, for some kind of a help, for some kind of a salvation, at the same time, we need to realize that we need to do something to attain that salvation. We need to do something to have that dua come into fulfillment. Once we have done what we need to do and what we can do, of course, it is the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who seals the deal and he finalizes these things via our du'as, and inshallah, it is then that we can make true progress and development. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.